Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Monday, June the 22nd, 2015. That was war. The world is a ghetto. Talking about the terrible condition of not just the so-called ghetto, but the whole world now. The wicked ruling class have caused the whole of the world outside of themselves to be a ghetto. But the end, which I could not play because I needed to cut in, the end of this song, it says, there's no need to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share. If you know you're loved, be secure. Paradise is love, to be sure. So look, we have been made to think that we must go outside of ourselves and search and search and search. But we are talking here of the potential of the Almighty within ourselves, the potential of wonderful, great works within our construct, the potential of ourselves commensurate with the potential of the universe. So go no place, go within. Search for the God and the Goddess within. Search for happiness within and have your and my and our share of happiness. This is not to say that we do not deal with the reality of the system. But the system is never going to give you happiness. And the full manifestation of the happiness within is when we come together to overturn the system, create the new system, civilization, the new Jerusalem, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. But begin by going within. Begin by understanding your and my and our potential. Study the science of the universe and know and understand that the whole of the power of the universe is within you and me. Getting back to our scripture, earth without form, phase one of the universe, but now we're looking at this from the perspective of someone like Mr. Roof, who is formless and empty, but is also confused, dealing with that which is not reality. And so now he becomes a waste, an empty place that is not filled with truth and justice and righteousness, but is unreal or an idol, or I would say a fallen idol. The whole of the universe is the image and likeness and idol of the Almighty. But the fallen idol is when the physical, visible universe is misused and brought down to be misused and abused and pulled down out of the place, out of the lofty position of truth, justice, and righteousness. So Mr. Roof is a fallen idol. And you and I, to the extent that we participate in the destruction of the human family because of our prejudices and hatreds and biases, we are fallen idols. But when we feel this emptiness with truth and justice and righteousness and the science of the universe, then we come back to our high and lofty place as a true idol, a true image and likeness of the Almighty. Place of chaos is in this word. And so there is the scientific reality of phase two of the universe, in which Mother Holy Spirit has us in utero, in the womb, The seed of life is activated. The circle is filled. The womb is filled. And when you get all the way to 13.7 billion years ago, the Big Bang, as with any birth, there is entropy. There is chaos and disorder. Because in the physical, your physical mother, contractions coming quicker. Everyone getting into disorder. Everyone moving in a chaotic fashion, getting the mother to the hospital. The staff, the hospital, the doctors, the nurses running around. Everyone trying to get the mother ready to bring this baby to birth, to bring this baby out of darkness into the light. And it's so chaotic and it's so disorderly. But when the child is born, all is peaceful. Well, that's this scientific reality for that which is good. Now, the wicked know the same science, and they fill us with disorder and chaos to bring into fruition wickedness and that which is evil. And Mr. Roof, in killing 9 of our sisters and brothers of the human family, black men and black women, six black women, three black men, Mr. Roof allowed himself to bring disorder and chaos for wickedness and manifested wicked, evil act of killing and destruction. The earth without form and void. The word void is this word again in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H922. Bohu. Bohu.
Emptiness, void, and waste, superficial, ruin. That was a ruinous act committed by Mr. Roof in South Carolina. But what about America's ruinous actions in Syria, killing Syrians to overthrow a Syrian government? What about Israel, which is not the Israel of your Bible? What about their wicked acts and ruinous acts of destruction? Destroying Palestinian men and women and children. Traumatizing Palestinian youth and boys and girls and children. Israel, Netanyahu government. Rounding up Africans, putting them in internment camps. Now, African Ethiopians who were in the Israeli Defense Force, the Israeli Army, are protesting openly. Yeah, they're hiding their faces, but they're saying, we can't take this anymore. We can't take these ruinous actions, empty actions, wasteful actions by the Israeli government. And African Ethiopians protesting and other Africans protesting. What about those actions, so-called politicians in America, who say you don't like what Mr. Roof did, but you support warfare and bloodshed all over the earth? You who are a part of the CIA and the FBI, killing and destroying and running the drugs into our communities on behalf of the banks, and the banks money laundering all drug cartels, and the banks control all drug cartels, and the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation, owned by the House of Rothschild, control all drug gang cartels all over the earth. What about those wicked, deplorable, ruinous actions? Don't just finger Mr. Roof, but put his actions in and among the broader international actions of destruction of the human family. The earth without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. We went through all of this according to the science of the universe used in the proper fashion. Now we're going back over this these words and definitions and bringing out and examining how the wicked use these great scientific realities for wickedness. The word darkness, again, is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's H2822. Choshech. Choshech.
Secret place obscurity. All of these truths that we are sharing with each other. The House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class, they hide these wicked actions. They hid these wicked, ruinous, deplorable actions from Mr. Roof and confused Mr. Roof to cause Mr. Roof to think that black people were the root of his problems, and it is just wrong. It is just stupidity. It is just ignorance. Darkness upon the face of the deep. Now this word face.
Strong's H6440. Panim. Panim. Gesenius Lexicon. Penuel. Penuel. Second entry. Peniel. Peniel.
This word, defined as face, presence, person, before and behind, the face of animals, the face or surface of the ground, the face of persons, or you may say people, the face of the seraphim and the cherubim. Now, sisters and brothers, this word, and it's the face of the waters, right? The face of the deep. And the word deep is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H, 8415, Tehom. Tehom.
Now, this word here is masculine and feminine because when you put the face together with the deep, the word deep is descriptive of the waters of the universe, the original waters, dark water, dark matter. But feminine, because we're talking also of the womb that houses these waters. Masculine and feminine. The masculine is the waters. The feminine is the womb. The zero, or the circle, Mother Holy Spirit. So the face of the waters, the face of the waters are now, because of the sun manufacturing from those original dark waters and dark matter, the waters are now the whole of the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe that originated from the deep, originated from the deep sea of the universe. Do they not call spaceships ships? Why? Because the universe is water. The universe, dark water, dark matter, from whence we were all born from. The dark spirit, dark energy, the womb that holds those waters from whence we were born. And so the face of the waters, the face of the watchers, or the face of the deep, and the deep, the watchers, the face of the watchers is every part and parcel, facet of the physical, visible universe. Everywhere you go, when you touch any physical object, including your own physical structure, that is the face of the Almighty in the physical, visible, time-space continuum, mass, matter, material, flesh, universe. Now, this face of the deep, these faces, including the angelic beings, the seraphim and the cherubim, represent the reality that energy comes into the water or the matter. And it's the energy that we can't see that is in the matter that moves the matter and gives energy to the matter. But you can't see the energy, but you see the movement of the physical, visible faces of the flesh, mass, matter, material, universe, face of the Almighty in the flesh universe. You see the energy, results of the energy moving in the matter. But this equation says potential. So there's the potential when you go before and in front of the Big Bang, 13.7 billion years ago, before utero, 76 trillion years ago, there's the potential, and the circle is empty. The potential for the matter, the potential for the face of the waters to conduct energy. And so the wicked saw potential in Mr. Roof, as you and I should see potential in all of us for good. The wicked see ourselves as empty. They see the face of the deep as empty and having potential to be filled with energy. But the potential used by the wicked is to have the energy and the face of the deep, which is you and me, be used for wickedness. This word is the primeval ocean or the deep, the original order of the universe as original dark water, dark matter, housed by the dark spirit, dark energy, the womb of the universe. But this equation presented to us by Arnold Sommerfeld says, look at this as potential. There's something that's going to happen in verse 2 that says no longer potential, but reality and coming to birth and in utero. And so this word, deep, also is associated with the abyss, which is another word for hell and Sheol and the grave. And so we say to Mr. Roof, the purpose of the abyss is to house the demons and the devils and the wicked actions so that the fire of hell may burn those wicked actions, lift the dross and the gross matter, transform the face of the deep, transform the water and the energy. We've been using our water, our energy for wickedness. We have that abyss within ourselves. We have the fire of hell. See, you and I have been taught to think of hell as wickedness, but hell, Sheol, the fire, is science. The abyss, the grave of the self, deposit the wicked actions, the wicked thoughts, the faults, and the defects, and the hatreds, and the animosities, and the enmities. Understand that science of abyss and grave and Sheol and hell and fire in the universe is within ourselves. And take those wicked thoughts, those wicked actions, those energies that were used for wickedness and the water that was used for wickedness. We go back down, into the abyss of the self. Back down into the hell and the Sheol and the fire and the grave of the self. And we deposit the entropy and the disorder and the chaos. And we burn the wicked thoughts with the fire within. And we lift the dross and the gross matter. And we transform ourselves. And we cleanse ourselves. And we purge and purify ourselves, and we render our energies and our physical structure as new and removed from corruption, and we qualify ourselves to be the leaders in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Goddess in heaven, here and now, on this earth. Now, let me see now. I think I need to cross on over into utero. This wonderful equation has us in phase one. The alpha equals. The finished product equals the potential. The alpha universe, finished physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe equals the potential. And the potential is E squared, or energy squared, divided by 2 times, oh, I'm so glad I remembered this, E over 0, a reverse 3, which is a funny looking E over 0, signifying the 0 is empty, the womb is empty. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. That is multiplied, that is times, you multiply that times the letter H, which represents mass, matter, material, physical, flesh, and that times C, which is the speed of light, or the speed of Christ, 186,284 miles per second. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. Watch how powerful you are, because this universe is so powerful because of the 10-to-1 ratio of the dark water, dark matter, over the physical water, physical matter. The unseen world, the unseen energy, and the unseen matter is so exponentially, eternally, eternity, more powerful than the physical. Now, when you divide, when you multiply anything times 0, you get 0. But when you divide something by 0, my calculator said infinity. It gave me the symbol of two circles together, which looks like an 8 on its side, which represents infinity. This is so wonderful to understand, because we're talking about energy that is infinite. Energy is never destroyed, only is moved to another form, another reality. And the dark water, dark matter is infinite, meaning this great original unseen power in the unseen, dark, deep, masculine, feminine universe is infinite. Infinite power, infinite energy, infinite matter. And so we come from infinite, and we have the power of infinite within ourselves. The E over 0, it says empty space, but when you divide E by 0, you get infinity. So the energy is infinity, and all that is needed is the activation of the seed of life, germ of life, so that this infinite energy may enter into the infinite matter, which is dark energy and dark matter, and this body of Christ, which is you and me, and the whole of the alpha, physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh, universe, may go into utero, which is phase two, which is where we are about to go, come to full birth, and be born from darkness into the light, having the power of darkness within us, which is not evil, but it's the darkness, the melanin of the universe, the waters of noon. We're going to get to that at a later time. But dark water, dark matter is the melanin within ourselves that gives us color and hues. And no matter whether you are the blackest of black to blue, blackest of black to red, blackest of black to green, blackest of black all the way to the most pale or pale or pale, to real looking white, our hue is the result of the melanin, the dark water, dark matter within ourselves. That dark water, dark matter, the melanin, the water melanin of the universe gives us our hues, our colors, causes our structure to touch and feel, causes our structure to smell, causes our structure to see and taste and hear. The melanin, the water's melanin of the universe causes the whole of the physical visible universe to operate as the physical visible universe should operate. The Almighty calls the light to shine out of darkness. When you check light, which is white light from the golden sun or the orange sun, the white light shining through a prism, you see seven colors of the rainbow. In between the seven colors is darkness, the dark water, dark matter, propelled by the dark energy, the water melanin of the universe, causing the sun to shine the light, causing the sun, the orange or red sun, to shine white light into the seven colors of the rainbow. Break the seven colors of the rainbow, you see in between the water melanin of the universe. This is our potential. All of this great infinite potential. You can't destroy flesh. Flesh only goes to another form. If you burn the flesh, it turns to ashes. But those ashes go into the dirt, the soil of the earth. So you can't destroy the universe. Infinite existence, infinite reality. We just move to another form. The energy within this structure moves to another form that is ordained by the Almighty. Look at yourself. Look at the infinity within you, sisters and brothers, and do not allow the wicked to take that infinity and turn that infinity on our sisters and our brothers. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.